Are you ready to crack open consciousness, explore your soul's essence, fully step into your divine authenticity, and heal your soul wounds? Then grab a snack, grab a drink, and let's dive deep, y'all. Hey, all you beautifully awakened souls. It is your favorite spiritual psychology practitioner and trauma coach, Alex, here, y'all, with the Awakening with Alex podcast. And ready to open up consciousness, dive deep, and just get into this ooey gooey conversation today. Y'all, I know why spirit put it on my heart. And it's actually a hack of mine that has been really helpful for me. And actually, I initially learned it when I was in school to become a canine behaviorist. What exactly is this, you say? Well, it is. So as humans, okay, Mel Robbins actually coined the 5-4-3-2-1 the thing. Look it up. It's awesome. But where I actually originally learned this concept was when I was studying to become a canine behaviorist. And so what happens when you are doing intense training, for instance, and you're doing behavior modification specifically is what this was relating to. So the dog, for instance, would have some sort of traumatic event or something might have happened to them, right? Which is why they have the adverse behavior. Well, when you are trying to cease and heavily reinforce when a dog does something, for instance, right? And you give them a correction. So no, okay, and say it's a verbal correction. So what you would want to do is basically, so to add emphasis to your correction. So of course, it's not just going to be like, no, we don't say it like that, right? Like this whole thing and it's intense and the body language and the tone and all the things, right? Well, I'm just like picturing it. I'm just like having this full picture in my head from my whole training days. Because literally, I mean, it's the whole thing. It's the body language. It's the verbal language. It's the tone and everything. And so when you would give the correction, right, you would completely disconnect essentially, right? So I'm thinking in my head, I'm picturing me turning my back to the dog, arms folded, everything, like body language is absolutely disconnected. And you would count to five before you would re-engage, right? And the thing is, when you do that, what it does to the brain is it causes the brain to add a separation. It gives the brain a chance to cease in this current stimuli, pause long enough for then when we introduce in general something, whether it's the same thing or something new, whatever that might look like, when we introduce this new stimuli or an option to partake in the stimuli, it is easier to do so because our brain has had a break. Now, the 5-4-3-2-1 rule with Mel Robbins, like I said, go check it out. It's really awesome. I think it takes what I learned a step further. And that is where if you are, I've used this one for social media and getting out of bed in the morning. Okay. So I'm totally going to use those examples because maybe that's you. I used to be this individual who rode that struggle bus hard, y'all, in the morning, trying to get out of bed, everything, right? It just was a struggle. And so I implemented it and it was just like, oh my goodness, do I really want to get up? And I hurt and blah, 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 right? Well, what I would do is I would lay there and I would be like, okay, 5-4-3-2-1, just go, just get up. And I would throw myself out the bed. And then it's like, okay, well, now I'm on my feet and I'm out of bed. And I might as well just keep moving, right? And it makes it easier to make those choices that it is that we want to make. So, of course, for me, it was getting out of bed on time, having a full morning routine, being able to have the time to partake in that morning routine, and actually feel really great about starting my day. And it was such a hindrance because you figure procrastination and throw in all kinds of whatever you want humanness into the mix that is adding to the negative situations we find ourselves in. And it all comes back down to our patterns, our beliefs are, you know, what dictates how we behave. And, you know, our behaviors is how we ultimately dictate how we believe. And, you know, when we can step back and realize how powerful our mind is on what it is that we want to control, what it is we want to do, what it is the outcomes we want, When we can really step back and start modifying our own behavior patterns that create an alignment with ones that are more in aligned with what's going to create success for us, y'all, that stuff is a game changer. And it really can be as simple as the 5-4-3-2-1 method where, whoa, okay, brain, now I have had a chance to actually partake in the stimuli that I want to and engage in this, step into this. And this 5-4-3-2-1 has given my brain a chance to be like, all right, we're in the 0 point of consciousness moment. What do we want to choose? You know, what do we want to choose? Where do we want to go? How do we want to do this? Right. And for me, it was like, all right, I'm getting up. I'm doing my morning routine. 5-4-3-2-1. Boom. All right. Now I'm on my feet and I might as well keep going because I'm already here. Or with my phone with social media. Oh, goodness me. This is why I love my social media plan for work. And I have my account set up that it's like if one of my work accounts gets pinged, and then I'll be notified so I can maintain that, maintain that connection with potential clients and whatnot, right? But my personal stuff, y'all, that stuff is all silent. I do not see anything until I go looking for it. And it's because I will get on the social media scroll. And if you are on the other side of that screen, who knows how it feels to be just like fully intoxicated? I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm still doing this an hour has passed. I really should be off my phone. I really got to do things. Oh, but you know, it's only one more. Let me look at one more post. Oh, let me just finish reading this. And you're scrolling still. Oh, goodness me. If you know what that pain feels like, get again, amen. And you know, you're not alone. Today, we're humans. Again, humanists. Humanness taking over, and what do we want to break? We want to break our human patterns that we find ourselves in that are not very helpful in ultimately achieving our high earning income behaviors and practices, right? So that is you. Then the 5-4-3-2-1 method will absolutely apply because it happens to me too. And even still today, even though I know better, even though I teach all this stuff, y'all, my humanness still gets the best of me. And it is what it is. It's human, but it's like, okay, well, hold on. What do I want to do with this? Right. And maybe there's days that we do need to veg out. Not gonna lie, there's gonna be days that maybe that's what self-care looks like, where you have no responsibilities that requires you to do X, Y, and Z. And you might be able to go social media scroll and actually connect with people again that you care about and say hi and comment on stuff. And that's honestly for me where I get kind of stuck. But then it's like I get in this crave where I want to keep connecting with people. And for me, while connecting is phenomenal, I love it. It's beautiful. It is an absolute necessary part of life. It is also not my highest income achieving behaviors and patterns and tasks. So, with that being said, I absolutely have to use the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Try it yourself. Maybe even sit back and figure, man, what are some behaviors that might be applicable to? What are some areas that I really struggle with? Maybe it's social media scroll. Maybe it's something else. What is it that you can think of that if you could just give your brain a chance to stop for a second? And get a chance to think and get a chance to kind of like regroup and get a chance to breathe and get a chance to really get a clear idea of what it is that you're ultimately trying to achieve right now. Because if it is not the thing that you are doing, try the 5-4-3-2-1. And then it's like almost like for me, when I would do it in the morning, that was when it was like a jolt. It was like I want to the next behavior I want to do right now is throw my blankets up or back and get out of bed abruptly and get on my feet, right? That was my next step. But my human brain was being like, but bed feels so good and you're so warm. And it's just like, ooh, you could just meditate in bed. Who says you got to get up? Except for I fully know I'm just going to go back to sleep. It's an excuse. Don't let my humanness get the better of you because it is absolutely just an excuse. And I recognize that. It's like, okay, so the behavior I want to do, the next inspired action that I want to do that is going to help me achieve my morning routine is to throw back the blankets and abruptly get on my feet so I could just I'm already there. Keep the momentum going. Now we can walk, right? Now we can physically walk to the next step of our morning routine. And when we can get really clear, because that can also, that happened with me with some of the other stuff too. I've used this where it was just kind of dropping in that I remember how I got kind of stuck. And it was because I was also sitting in this moment of, but I don't know what to do. Oh, self-pity, victim mode. Ah. And it's like, okay, well, I see you. I see what you're wanting. How do we achieve what it is we really want most out of this situation? And once you can figure out, okay, well, I want to be actually physically moving on time in my morning routine. So what does that mean for me? That means I got to actually get out of bed on time and not procrastinate, not try to go back to sleep, not try to like play myself and like, ah, ha, ha, let's just meditate for bed. Psych, we're really going to just go back to sleep because we just really want to go back to sleep because we really love our sleep and we love to sleep in if we totally could. Man, anytime before 8 a.m., it's a work in progress. Let's just put it that way. Okay. And it is what it is. It's my humanness, right? It's my fleeces. I'm improving. We all should be improving on all aspects of our lives because, and I mean, my personal opinion, agree with it, disagree with it, to each his own, right? That we should never stop growing, that we should never stop achieving some sort of further development in one area of life or another, because the reality is we are growing, we are developing. We can't actually create new neurons and cells and healthy tissue. And each type of cell goes through its own cell cycle of rejuvenation. And it's like, okay, well, what do we want to put in our consciousness? What is the consciousness in the cells that we want to put in when we are rejuvenating our brains and our mind, or not our minds, our skin cells? I'm thinking like the head, right? Our skin cells and the way we look and our heart and our lungs and all the things, right? Our blood cells, all the things at all point in time have an opportunity to change for the better or change for the worse. Hey, it's an ever moving thing, right? It's fluid. And when we can get crystal clear on what it is we want, even if we don't know exactly how the outcome is supposed to be, simply being like, I just manifested this. I will literally say it. I really don't want to have to pay monthly fees for all of these subscriptions. I want to be able to pay one low annual fee and it takes care of everything. And y'all, I just manifested it today. Honestly, I just found out the news. So it was really epic. And I was just thinking about it before I started this and I was like, wow, holy wow. I just manifested that. And it's been something though that has been on my heart and I just wouldn't stop until I found exactly what it was I was looking for. And it felt so right and it felt so aligned and it was so perfect. And, you know, we don't always have to have the end goal in mind, but if we can tap into the feeling or even some minor specifics, like for me, I didn't want to pay all these like platforms, all these bunch of different things to run my business. I wanted everything in one place for one small annual fee. That was totally doable. And I found it, but I didn't know what that looked like at first. And that's okay because I was able to tap into what is the outcome I want? What is the outcome I'm desiring? What is the ultimate feeling that I want to achieve with what it is that I'm creating? I want to be peace of mind in my business and knowing I'm giving my clients the best. That peace, that love, that tenderness, that care is something that, like I said, I manifested. But I didn't have to have an exact picture. I didn't know the company. I didn't know when. I didn't know how. I didn't know what it was going to look like when I was going to fall into alignment with them. And that's okay. And you might be like, because I feel really led to say this because I feel like someone on the other side of the screen is going to have some sort of goal that is not clear. I want a morning routine and this is what I do, right? Throw my blankets off and out of bed we go, right? I feel like someone on the other side of the screen is struggling with something that's more ambiguous than that. And I feel this is why I'm feeling so led to kind of go into these little bit of stories because it's just really put, it's been put on my heart this whole time where If that is you and that you find yourself in a bit of ambiguity, just focus on the end goal. Focus on the outcome. Focus on what it is you would like to live with that thing or that person or the what would it be like to live with that outcome? However, that's manifesting for you. And really set your sights on there rather than all the detailed specifics of the how, who, what, where, and when, what that's supposed to look like, all the details, blah, 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 blah. Relax. Take a deep breath. And just focus on the end result more so. And allow everything else to just fall in line. Because the reality is when we are able to just let spirit, universe, God, divine source, whatever it is that you call that divine creator, when we allow the divine to step in and create in and through us, it is not always going to look the way we thought it would. I'll just tell you that for many, many years of experiencing this, it is often not going to look like it would in our human brains. And that's beautiful, and it's okay, and it's wonderful. I actually prefer it this way, honestly, because when the divine intercedes and acts on your behalf, amazing, amazing opportunities unfold. And with that, my beloved, I want to end today's episode. So don't forget, if you are trying to change some bad habits, check out Mel Robbins 54321 and get into the next inspired action. Now go be great, my loves. Don't forget to join our monthly membership community where we crack open the soul and dive in and establish our wealth consciousness. We go deep into conscious parenting and how to really elevate our soul's wealth and prosperity. We have monthly coaching calls, freebies that are specific to our membership. You guys get first drop on all the information, upcoming programs, free content every single month, among other perks of being part of the community. Don't forget to also sign up for our notification when our next group program launches. And I cannot wait to connect with y'all over in our community. Take care, y'all.